The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, questions and answers and GPS. Yes, we're going to try to navigate you around this crazy world of headlines and how to make you become a better investor. So today's topic, questions and answers, like we've had the last couple of weeks. To pose your question, go to MahoneyGPS.com. Again, that's MahoneyGPS.com right there. You can follow right there in the mailbag question. Otherwise, you can email directly, Ken@MahoneyGPS.com. Before we get into the question and answer part of the segment, we want to kind of always recap what's happened in the market. Now, the market's been bouncing back quite a bit since a very ugly September. So go back, August setting records, September, what's happening with the stimulus? It's not going through. I don't know. September's are always kind of difficult months anyway. October's usually a difficult month as well, though October's hanging in there pretty well. Even all the choppiness that we have, the Dow's still over 28,000. And you kind of scratch your head and say, what's holding this up? It doesn't make a lot of sense, but if you think about how the indexes are created, it's created, again, at least the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, they're weighted, you hear this before, they're weighted heavily based on the size of the company. The most valuable companies like Apple and Microsoft and Google, you have more percentage going into that index. And so these big companies, as it turns out, mostly the technology companies like Apple and Amazon and Netflix and Google and Microsoft and so forth, they get really heavily weighted into the S&P 500 and NASDAQ. And those companies, during this pandemic that we live in, are benefiting. And again, they didn't come into this year, 2020, and say, gee, I hope we have a virus and more people use our services and products and so forth. But here we are. And, you know, the stay-at-home economy, this remote economy, is really helping out those technology shares, which are a really big part of these indexes. And they've been doing the heavy lifting. I mean, under the hood of the S&P 500, you have a lot of different sectors that are really out of favor right now. Think about restaurant chains, hotel chains, retailers, autos, airlines, there's a whole bunch of things, yet the market's being held up mostly at the moment by technology. And healthcare also is another big area. For instance, we saw the banks report this week as an example why they're kind of stuck in the mud right now, or quicksand, whatever you want to call it. Morgan Stanley came out much better numbers. In fact, I think they beat Wall Street expectations by about $1 billion. That's a one with a lot of commas and zeros. And the stock went down. So we know there's something going on. It's like the haves and have nots in this market. And so, you know, our goal every Sunday morning is not just tell you the Dow was up so much for the week or down or up for the week. We want to get behind the numbers and try to make you better investors so you can kind of understand what's happening. So again, a lot of people do scratch their head and try to figure this out because think the market be falling apart that we don't have a stimulus deal. I mean, honestly, they're playing deal or no deal. Again, minus Howard Mandel. Deal or no deal is what we've been playing for last week, and the market's been kind of choppy around. Oh, we may get a deal. Oh, we may get a bigger deal. No, we're not going to get a deal. And negotiations are off, and the market tumbles and so forth. Yeah, it's still, if you look at it in a wider range, the markets are kind of hanging in there considering the uncertainty. I mean, come on, can you have any more uncertainty? Yeesh. I mean, the stimulus we just spoke about, the uncertainty if it will get passed, probably not until after the election. What parts of it will get passed? What parts of it will be helpful for business owners and individuals? Then, of course, we have, in addition to the stimulus package, we have the presidential election in a couple of weeks. We're not going to go there this morning. Again, you know, if it's a flip of a coin, who knows? I know the polls say one thing, but then we saw what happened 4 years ago. No one really knows. So, of course, we have the election uncertainty. And finally, more importantly at the moment, believe it or not, is still the virus uncertainty. I mean, more and more states are spiking the cases. I think we're dealing a little bit better as far as fatalities at the moment. But still, what a year 2020 has been. Again, if you remember the movie, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Manager. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Today's topic, questions and answers. And before we get to the questions and answers, we're kind of doing more about the market. And I was just thinking like 2020. Remember the movie Back to the Future with Doc and McFly and Michael J. Fox? Those were one of my favorite movies from the 1980s. And there's actually a picture that was going around on social media, which kind of summed up 2020 very well. It was really funny. And Doc says, you know, in this, was it DeLorean car that he has, you know, you could set it for different years. He goes, whatever you do, don't set it for 2020. And that is so true. Oh my gosh, we've been through it all. And as an investor has been through all, then hopefully we could kind of steady the ship with some of the comments and insights that we're going to give you here every Sunday morning. So yeah, we are playing deal or no deal. Unfortunately, our earnings are coming out in earnest. We've heard from a lot of companies. Walgreens, by the way, said something kind of interesting. By the way, when I mention companies by name, I'm not mentioning that you buy or sell these companies. These are examples and just for, you know, illustration purposes only. Can't give out buy and sell recommendations on the radio. You know that. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. But Walgreens said something kind of interesting for the third quarter. The stock was up a little bit this week. They said things are starting to return to normal. I almost jumped. I'm like, wow, that's nice to hear that. Again, it kind of makes sense. Walgreens, you know, going in and getting different things. But it was nice when the CEO actually said it's starting to feel like normal. And again, we still have the virus around us. That hasn't changed. We certainly need some type of vaccination. We need treatments for it. Again, this is a 9-inning game of the virus. And this is obviously not a game, but let's say it's a baseball game. I know a lot of people like to think we're in a 7th or 8th inning of this. We're probably, I hate to throw a wet blanket on it, maybe more like the 3rd, 4th, or 5th inning of it. But it was nice to hear that Walgreens in their earnings statement said things for them, anyway, again, I know it's different than a lot of other companies, and things for them are getting back to normal. I was like, ooh, that's great. And then he said, what is holding up this market? Like he just said, we don't have a stimulus deal. We obviously have a presidential election uncertain in a couple weeks. We have the virus. So, okay, if you put all those things together, shake it up, that's a trifecta of bad news. How is the market holding up? I think another thing that happens is we have low interest rates. And you've heard this over and over again, but the 10-year Treasury, 10-year U.S. Treasury is yielding 0.7. Yes, don't move the decimal point. It's under 1%, 0.7%. That's for 10 years. Of course, CDs and money markets are paying less than that even. So where are people supposed to put their money? I mean, that's kind of where it is. Now, of course, real estate's doing well because of low interest rates. People leaving the cities, and actually, you know, from your neighbors and looking down the roads where you live in the Hudson Valley, we've been a beneficiary of this fleeing of New York City for a whole bunch of reasons, New York City, which we won't go there. But leaving the city, coming up here to the suburbs in the Hudson Valley. So the real estate market's been strong too. So you say, yeah, gee, the market should be, okay, listen, real estate market's strong, stock market's strong. And I think one of the biggest reasons is low interest rates. Low interest rates definitely helps out the housing market. Low interest rates, by all means, definitely helps out the stock market, because what else are you going to do with your money? Instead of 10 years for 0.7, might as well take a shot at something else in the meantime. Well, again, we'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're tuning in this morning. Today's topic, questions and answers. Of course, we'll be with you here every Sunday morning, especially through this pandemic crisis. Well, you just heard from my friend, Mike Bennett, the famous Mike Bennett of Mike and Casey in the Morning, offering my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Yes, Not Your Father's Retirement. Kind of semi-autobiography about my dad, who was a local 38 worker, sheet metal worker. Gosh, he had a pension, an annuity. He had health care, vision, dental. In fact, I always have to say he was getting around, you know, he'd go in for his glasses and say, oh, you know, my copay is $5 for these frames. That's, I'm like, yeah, dad, most companies have to pay for your own things. So Not Your Father's Retirement and how you can set things up. So here we go. 845-371-0101. 800-845-0101. Now, the book sells free on Amazon. The book doesn't sell for free. It's free here at that number. But 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes talk about retirement planning, sometimes about taxes, sometimes legal issues, insurances. It's all in that book. So perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Call 845-371-0101. Get your pen and paper ready one more time. It sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird gets the worm. That's you. It's dark out. It's early. 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every morning, every Sunday morning, we're going to give you the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Hour. And I give the WHD Hudson Valley Report every morning, weekday morning, that is, around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll break down the national business news, the indexes, the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the local business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created. Wow, we got you covered Monday through Friday. So 8:25 in the morning, the market report. At 5:15, market report. Saturday, we take the break. And here we are every Sunday morning. We'll be with you here. More information about what we do, go to MahoneyGPS.com. Before the break, we're talking about the markets this week. And actually, they're hanging in there pretty well, considering all the things, especially lack of a stimulus plan. That was one of those things that the market fell off quite a bit in September, bounced back in October for optimism that some type of deal could be reached. And now, without a deal, the market's still kind of hanging in there. We said, some of the reasons why we believe is that technology companies, which are really heavily weighted into these indexes, especially the S&P and NASDAQ, are holding up very well. The revenues are going really gangbusters because they align perfectly with a stay-home economy. Think about a company like Microsoft. I'm not telling you to buy Microsoft as an example, please, 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 please. But Microsoft, what do? They do gaming, the Xbox, the new Xbox console. Now, if you have a teenager at home, I think you know what I'm talking about. Gaming, 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 gaming. That's all these kids do. Go out and play the woods like we did as kids, right? These probably say it all the time. But seriously, Microsoft is in a cloud as well, like as Amazon. The cloud, a lot of companies now go into the cloud with their information and people working at home. So these companies, particularly technology companies, are benefiting from the stay-at-home economy. So that's some of the reasons why we mentioned why the market's holding on so well. So into your questions, what do you think about options? Now, there's call options and put options and that sort of stuff. Now, again, used the wrong way, very speculative, do not like options at all. My 21-year-old son who's studying finance up in Quinnipiac, he told me that on his little app he lost money in options. I'm like, I'm going to kill you. Don't you? So options basically you're trying to figure out, let's say a stock, XYZ stock. Let's say it trades at $40 a share and you buy, you think it's going to be a higher 2 weeks from now or a month from now. But guess what? Time goes against you each and every day you own these options. So unless you know what you're doing, options is a big, big no. Now, the way they're supposed to be used is for hedging portfolios, but that's a whole other segment into itself. That's the way they're really supposed to be used, I believe, is for hedging portfolios. Or if you have a big position in a stock, to buy some protection in case it goes down, you kind of get a jail card. But that's another thing. But in general, do not buy and sell options. Not good for your health. TD platform. What do I think about that? TD Ameritrade. And I'm actually on there quite a bit talking about the markets and so forth. They have no commissions, but it depends. I mean, sometimes, okay, great, it's no commissions. But if you don't know what you're doing and you took your $30,000 account to $15,000, well, you did pay commissions. You paid Wall Street tuition is what I call it, learning into this whole thing. So yes, there's a lot of platforms out there that don't offer commissions, and that's great. Look, we at Mahoney Asset Management generally offer some type of management fee program or something that, clients, and we agree to what's a good way to price it. And then, again, with our professionals and money managers and planning, we think we do a pretty good job value add. But we also know some people are very good at what they do. Some people have the time, the inclination, and they probably should do their own thing on TD and not pay commissions. We get that. But we also can imagine there's a lot of people, because of no commissions, trading a lot more. Does that make sense? I mean, trading a lot more. So let's say the commission would just be $30. I'm not sure if I want to buy this because it has to. But now it's like a casino, and the market is not a casino. And in fact, the market's really like a Bronco. Like I mentioned, August we're setting records, and September a lot of people got kicked off. Now, I also hear about the Robinhood app. Again, the question was really about the TD platform. And I can't recommend any of these platforms. I'm just mentioning that a lot of these platforms have zero commission. Robinhood's really popular for a lot of young investors, millennials in some cases, and sometimes they get a bad rap. But look, we all have to learn at some point. Now, back in the day, we had to call our broker, spend $300 on a commission, wait for the broker to call us back with an execution, and here all this is done in your phone, in your hand. You can actually sit there blindfolded if you know the different prompts, and buy and sell stocks. So it's a good thing because of convenience and the technology, but it's a bad thing if you don't know what you're doing. And I've seen some people, I've heard about some people losing a lot of money on Robinhood. And again, it's not Robinhood themselves, the app. It's people not knowing how to use the market or what's happening with the market or how to deal with stocks or stop loss and so forth. I would say this, if you're on some of these platforms and it's no commission, okay, and you find yourself trading a lot, not making any progress, you definitely should be looking at maybe getting those monies managed by either mutual funds or exchange-traded fund. Or again, I see people really, really inconsistent when they try to buy and sell stocks. I also say, if you're going to buy stocks, again, then you should really learn about it. I mentioned the book, How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill. I'll say that again. How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill. Really study it. Maybe do some paper trades before you start getting into it, see how you would do. And also, again, if you're going to start trading stocks, consider using a stop loss order. Stop loss order, let's say you buy a stock at 10, you put a stop loss order at 9, the market goes against you and you get stopped out. Okay, so you lost 10%. It's not the end of the world. But so many investors do just the opposite. You're supposed to keep your winners long and cut your losses short. Guess what most investors do? They hold on to the losers and waiting for it to come back. And that's what stop loss orders do, is give you a sell discipline. Give you a sell discipline. We'll be right back right after these messages on the GPS for your finances. I'm Ken Mahoney. Be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. We'll be with you every Sunday morning. Today's topic, questions and answers. Your questions, and we answer them here for you. Now, you just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, of the famous Mike and Casey Show. The Mike and Bennett Show. The Mike and Casey Show on WHUD. Every morning we listen to that. And, of course, we hear Mike on Saturday morning. Jim Witt calls in, meteorologist, and feels like home, feels like family. But he just offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want you to get this book for free today. It's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning. It goes almost chapter by chapter, but some concepts that we're covering. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers, I know you can do it. You can be one of the first 20 callers. We'll get this book for free. Get your pen and paper ready. Here we go. I'm waiting. Okay. I know you're in the kitchen right now pulling things out. Okay. Where's the pencil? Where's the, okay. On the back of the envelope. Good enough. 845-371-0101. Again, it's 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. The book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you're the early bird. Here is still in darkness. You can get this book for free. 845-371-0101. One more time. 845-371-0101. If you're driving into work, that means I know you're probably working as a healthcare worker. Thank you for all you do. We definitely support you and hope this virus gets behind. Please stay safe. And for those people who are driving, two hands on a wheel when you get back home, go to WHUD.com, which you should be checking quite a bit, a lot of information there, weather, traffic, you know, music, everything right there on WHUD.com. Lower right-hand side, the book offer right there, Mahoney Asset Management, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. And don't forget to tune in right after Casey's coming up next, Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we got you covered. Sunday, we'll call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday through Friday at 8:25 or so, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. Then at 5:15, Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel. We'll give you the national business news, the indexes, the S&P, NASDAQ, how they did, the local Hudson Valley business news, as well as the Hudson Hudson Valley index that we created for you. Of note, Regeneron's doing really well in Hudson Valley. I'm not at all advocating you buy it. It's just an example. Please, disclaimer. Time I say a company, disclaimer. But Regeneron has been making news, of course, here in Hudson Valley. Is part of the Hudson Valley index, as is IBM and MBI. Insurance, a whole bunch of companies that we go through. And, you know, we highlight each day, each trading day, you know, which are the leaders and laggards of the Hudson Valley index. Now, the leader lately has been Regeneron because of their cocktail treatment that the president used. Again, has not had FDA approval yet. They're also working for a vaccination. They're in Tarrytown, New York. They've also created therapeutics and vaccinations for Ebola. Really an amazing company to know that's right in our backyard, making national news, making international news on the progress against this hideous virus, the COVID-19. So that's a very interesting part of the Hudson Valley Index, is that of Regeneron lately, making national news and so forth. So right before the break, we're tackling questions about TD Ameritrade, about Robinhood, these different platforms that have zero commissions. It's great if you know what you're doing. Otherwise, I feel you'll be paying Wall Street tuition, which is very expensive, a lot more expensive than zero, than paying commissions. Next question, required minimum distributions. So there's definitely a lot of questions about that. Now, for the year 2020, in the CARES Act, you do not have to take out your required minimum distribution. Now, again, if you need it, that's what it's there for. You've been building up over the years. You're over 70 years old. You have to start taking it. Again, we'll go through it. You're supposed to take it at 70 and a half. Now they changed it to 72. And now this year, you don't need to take it all together. So let's kind of go piece by piece. So now you're ultimately confused. So this year, the CARES Act, you do not have to take out your required minimum distribution. And then again, you start taking out next year. So what the government kind of said, you know what, with everything that's going on, if you want to hold it in there a little bit longer, because everything that's happening, you can do that. Now, for decades, we used to know the two age groups, 59 and a half and 70 and a half. Now, 59 and a half is the earliest you could withdraw funds without paying a 10% IRS penalty. And that's so nice. And federal taxes and state taxes and local tax if it applies to you. So, 59 and a half, we heard that for a long time. Some people kind of wait till they get past 59 and a half to retire so they can start taking money out of those retirement accounts and not pay the 10% penalty. The other thing we've learned for decades and decades is, okay, 70 and a half is when you have to take out your required minimum distribution. It's usually like 4.5% your first year. How it works out, by the way, the math is roughly 1 divided by 28, that percent is about 3.5%, multiplied by how much you have in your December 31st value is what you have to take out. And if you don't take it out, by the way, the IRS is not very kind to you. Let's say you're supposed to take out $10,000 in a given year and you don't for some reason. $5,000 is the penalty. 50% of what you're supposed to take out is a penalty. So be very careful. So at 70 and a half, we learned for decades, you must take money out. Requirement of distribution, 1 divided by 28. Next year, 1 divided by 27. Following year, 1 divided by 26. So at some point, like in your mid-80s, it may be 1 divided by 10, meaning you need to take out 10% of what's in your account. And maybe the principal starts going down at some point. But at 70 and a half, we've heard that for a long time. Now, starting this year, because people are living longer, because people have been asking for kind of more retirement benefits, 72 now is new age. Now, if you've been taking requirement distributions out already, you're already stuck in the 70 and a half. But if you haven't taken money out yet, and let's say you're 70 or 71, you can now wait to 72 years old to take out your required minimum distribution. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always call our office, 845-371-0101. Probably best, though, is check with your accountant who does your taxes. Make sure, first of all, everything I said makes sense to you regarding 70 and a half is now 72, except for 2020. Now we have the CARES Act. I think you got that. I hope so. Next question. Would you be selling now and try to buy back before the election? Look, it's really hard to start making predictions about what's going to happen. I don't like making wholesale changes because you'll probably be on the wrong side of it. The market's holding up for some reason, even with the election uncertainty. Again, if you want to take some chips off the table because you're concerned by what's happening, by all means, do that. I mean, that makes sense. But some chips, maybe 10%, 20%, I'm not sure. It depends on your situation. But I've seen people make too many herky-jerky moves, sell everything out, and all of a sudden the election comes and the market goes way, way up and then you're chasing it. So, you know, this too shall pass. I know it's all the headlines, it's all the rage, but eventually has passed. Actually, the biggest part right now, there will be a stimulus. The biggest part for our economy, for our markets, believe it or not, it's not the election or a stimulus deal or not a stimulus deal. It is the virus that's front and center and still messing up our economy, messing up our lives. Oh boy, time goes by so fast. Again, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.